Life, culture, and current events from a biblical perspective. 2020 on Vision.
Let's turn our attention today to some great opportunities that there are for men to participate in character-building men's ministry. Now, what is all that about? Well, if you have noticed, there are some resilience issues in men. Some men close to giving up on their marriage. Some who are challenged with the way that they're raising their sons and their daughters. Challenges in business, challenges in your church. Well, the outfit called the Fourth Musketeer is looking to equip men with the character that brings hope. But character is not always built from the comfort of an armchair. It's more often born out of endurance. Let's talk about endurance today with Michael Oon, who is the CEO leading the Fourth Musketeer in Australia. They've got another extreme character challenge coming up in April. But Michael, a special welcome back to 2020.
Thank you, Neil. I'm really excited to talk to you a little bit more about what we're doing.
Well, let's have a 30-second recap on what the Fourth Musketeer is all about, because so many of us grew up with the Three Musketeers, and there was a fourth one there too named D'Artagnan. A little, in a nutshell, revision of the Fourth Musketeer.
Well, the story of the Fourth Musketeer, and it's actually the whole idea came from a lady who actually challenged the husband and say, what do we do with the men in our church? They're not stepping up into responsibilities that are available. So to cut the story short, Hank, the pastor, says, look, I've been reading the story by Alexander Dumas. It's called Three Musketeers, but somehow the story centered around this man called D'Artagnan, and he is a young man who has his ups and downs in life, but somewhere in his journey, he became a musketeer and got trained into someone who can respect people, and be caring to the people around him, and be someone who wants to serve the king and protect the citizens of the king. And that's what a musketeer is, someone who wants to do that. So he says, this is the kind of man we want in our church. And therefore, he took a bunch of men and went up the Belgium mountains, and then he started a movement called the Fourth Musketeer.
And here you are in Australia, leading the Fourth Musketeer here. And good to know that there's a link between Fourth Musketeer movements in a number of continents around the world. Let's talk about the idea of endurance, because what you do on an extreme character challenge, I know it's not... You're not wearing people out to the point where they're close to dying. I don't think that's where how hard you push men, but you do want to push men, because the idea of endurance in the physical actually overflows into a spiritual sense as well.
That's correct. I think you know, for men, I think one of the things that when we struggle in life, we tend not to share too much to anyone. We tend to keep a lot to ourselves. And so the whole thing about the endurance, you know, is that it develops character. However, there's one lesson we learned from the extreme character challenge, is that, you know, you don't need to do endurance by yourself. You don't need to do it alone. And in fact, throughout the whole weekend, we see men who initially will try not to show that he's struggling. But somewhere along the journey, someone puts his hand out and says, come on, I'll give you a hand. And that opens up the dialogue. That opens up the opportunity. And just all it takes is one person to reach out to another guy. And all of a sudden, there's a connection. And all of a sudden, says, hey, this is so good. I don't need to do this alone. And there's something more to it than just the physical endurance part of it. Because if you would apply that in the life back home after the weekend, men realize that, hey, I can develop good, meaningful, deep relationships with other men. And in that relationship, I can share and can support one another and be supported as well. So in endurance, lesson number one is this: don't do it alone. Ask for help and surround yourself with people you can trust, people who can cheer you on, people who could look out for you and pray for you.
So doing one of these extreme character challenges, it's tough enough that you are going to need to call on your friends, everyone's going to rely on each other to actually get through.
Exactly. Exactly.
I know you like to keep fairly secretive about the sorts of things you do, and I don't want to give away too much here. But when you do put men through these, it's in the conversations. It's in the sitting around the campfire. It's about those who are in the group who begin to share something of themselves that really starts to sow into the life of a man. Give us some insights into how powerful and valuable that is, Michael.
I think it's very important. Like in one instance, we have a guy who has been struggling with sort of low self-esteem for many years, and in one of the conversations we talked about is about a father's wound. And when the man heard about it, for some reason there's a bit of a flashback, and this guy stopped on his tracks and just realized that, oh my goodness, I've had a father's wound, and I'm not so sure if it was there. And through the conversation with the man around them, he just realized that, oh, I've been an adopted child. I've gone through one adoption to the next. In 6 years, I've lived in 38 homes. And all of that just came back, and he just felt that, oh, because I have been moved from home to home, I feel a sense of rejection. I'm so afraid to be rejected. Therefore, I do not talk to anyone. I stay very quiet, and I'm very withdrawn. And the man who walked with him have known him for years, but didn't know this bit of his story. And when all this thing came out, the surprising result is, instead of being looked bad as and been thought of as a wuss or someone soft, the man just surrounded him, hugged him, prayed for him, and it was just great, great camaraderie and bonding taking place there.
Michael, where are the men coming from who are doing the extreme character challenges? Are they coming from professional level, or is it people who are blue-collar workers? What sort of people are coming and taking part in the extreme character challenges?
There's not a specific niche. It's just any man, men who are tradies, men who worked in administrative roles, CEOs of companies, directors of companies, plumbers, electricians, and laborers. So it's a real mix of men from all walks of life.
Okay, and when you're on the challenge, you've got the goal in focus.
Yes.
Now, you know there are going to be a series of challenges along the way.
Yep.
It's going to be a tough gig because endurance is part of what you do, but this idea of persevering right through to the end so you can hit the goal, so that you don't fall short, so that you don't feel defeated by the whole thing. There's something powerful that comes when you actually get to complete the challenge.
That's correct. I think different men they show different strengths in different areas. And one of the lessons we've learned is there's actually a lot more in you. There's actually that little bit more in you than you think you have. So there are men who stop halfway through, or on the second day or third day, that says, "I'm done. This is it. I'm not going anywhere. I'm going to sit down. You have to carry me if you want to move me, right?" And it's just so good to see that different friends and men will surround these guys and say, "Come on, you can do it." And they encourage him, and they tell him a story, give him some water to drink, just carry some of the stuff, some of the weight off him, and distribute to the other guys. And when you pull this guy up and they walk, and you just realize that there's a little bit more in you when you think you've given up. And that is so important when the man walks out of that place. And when they struggle with an issue, my marriage is at the brink of finishing off. And you just realize, oh no, I remember this. There's still more in me. And I just have to just keep focused and just keep chipping away. One step at a time, I'll get there. I'll get to the end. So that's a good lesson. There's more in you, guys, more than you think. And here it is. This is where your character is developed.
I asked you what sort of walks of life men were coming from to do the extreme character challenge. But let me ask you about ages here, because sometimes we're thinking of something that's a little extreme. It's going to be a physical challenge. Is this something that young men are taking on as a challenge, or are you getting people in middle age, even some older age people? What sort of ages are you getting?
We have a really good mix of ages. Our requirement is you've got to be 18 years and above to participate. I think any younger than that, you probably may not quite get the whole gist of it. So 18 years and above is the right maturity age to start going. And then we have people up to about 60, 70-year-olds who come along. But just be careful that if you are really in an older age, like myself, I'm 61, right? You got to make sure that you have a reasonable level of fitness so that you don't go in there unprepared, go to Kmart, buy a few tents, and just rock up on that day. Prepare yourself a little bit more, you know, test your boots, get your backpack, and just have some walks a few weeks before the event just to get yourself familiar and used to it rather than just rock up and totally unprepared. So, yes, you need to have a certain fitness level. And you can, age is actually not the limiting factor, it's actually your fitness.
And just quickly, I need to squeeze this in too, because you operate the Fourth Musketeer just outside of Brisbane in Queensland. And each time we talk, I say, Michael, are you going to do some of these interstate? Have you got some more planned?
Yes, we do. And I think the real key thing that we want is a group of men from a different state to say, look, I want to make this happen in either New South Wales, for example, or Victoria. I'll get a group of 10, 20 men, come up to Queensland, do it, and just confirm in your heart, this is the calling. This is what we want. And then if that's you, then we will equip you with the right training and set you up for the different states.
Okay, we're talking about the Fourth Musketeer, and you can check out their website. It's 4MAUS. 4M for Fourth Musketeer, AUS for Australia.com. Michael Oon is the CEO. Let me tell you, the Extreme Character Challenge is on again, coming up in April, the 16th through the 19th. There's another one then coming up later in the year in October, but take Michael up on that request, that challenge. If you're listening to our conversation today from New South Wales or from Victoria, Michael is interested in talking to you because he'd love to see the Fourth Musketeer expanding. And I know not just those two other states, but right around Australia would be your dream.
That's correct.
Michael Oon, the CEO of the Fourth Musketeer, 4maus.com. Michael, thanks for being with us again today on 2020.
Thank you, Neil. Thank you so much.
Thanks for taking time to listen to this audio on demand from Vision Christian Media. To find out more about us, go to vision.org.au.